93.9 WKYS, number one for hip-hop and R&B in the DMV. Britt is here. She's got a look at the news. Britt, what's going on?
Republican Larry Hogan is the upset winner in the Maryland governor's race over Lieutenant Governor Anthony Brown. He said himself that he was shocked. Hogan won all but Baltimore City and Montgomery and Prince George's counties. Democrat Muriel Bowser will be the district's next mayor, and Carl Ryson is Washington, D.C.'s first elected attorney general. In other news, corrections officers still can't find an escapee from the Psychiatric Institute of Washington and Northwest, but they say they do know where he got out. Kenneth Clayton ran out a back door of a room Monday and is still on the run. A man is recovering at a hospital after being shot during a carjacking in Blaytonsburg. Police say two men got away yesterday afternoon in the 5000 block of 57th Avenue. The suspects are still being sought and the victim is listed in serious but stable condition. Baltimore police are investigating a rape reported at Johns Hopkins University off-campus fraternity house. Early Sunday, a sexual assault was reported at Sigma Alpha Epsilon fraternity house in the 2900 block of St. Paul Street. Detectives are still investigating. An Arlington woman died trying to save her 7-year-old daughter during a morning house fire yesterday. Around 4 a.m., the home in the 1100 block of South Emerson Street caught fire. Mary Barks re-entered the home to save her 7-year-old daughter, but trapped by flames, they both died. Her husband, Bill Barks, and their 11-year-old daughter did escape and survive. The cause of the fire is under investigation. And back at the polls, voters in D.C. overwhelmingly approve the legalization of small amounts of marijuana in the district. Initiative 71 will legalize up to 2 ounces of marijuana for personal use and allow up to 6 homegrown plants for anyone 21 and older. Congress will have the final say. I'm Britt, and that's your KYS News Brief. For more stories, you can go to news1.com.